Zemlji želim da živim.
I feel young and sometimes I even feel myself like a child. Child who wasn't prepared to this, like, you know, adult stuff. Yeah, and I have feelings that I haven't enough life experience to deal with it. Like, you know, and nobody was prepared us for this war.
Kristina But ima 25 godina. Trenutno živi u Kijevu. Ona je novinarka i aktivistkinja za ljudska prava. Od nedavno ona je raseljeno lice. Na početku rata u Ukrajini njen rodni grad je okupiran i morala da se preseli. Slušate emisiju Kakvoj zemlji želim da živim i u ovoj epizodi pričamo sa mladim Ukrajincima o tome kako trenutno izgleda njihov svakodnevni život. Kristina kaže da je stalno pod stresom. Tema rata je veoma teška i emotivna, a tu je svaki dan.
I'm feeling myself not okay mentally, and I feel anxiety like all the time, even if, when I'm in safe place like Krakow. It's hard. It's always hard to find this balance between life, between work, and between war, because war is everywhere. You like you start your mornings with checking the news about your hometown, about the town where you have friends, where you have relatives, and you finish your day with checking this news. Just to know that they are safe and they are okay. And all this information is everywhere. You can't hide from it. Like, you know, I have this experience when I had detox, online detox. And after that, on the next day, I checked the news and I found information about explosion in Vinnytsia. And I was like, oh my God, I missed all the information and I feel guilty because of it.
Kako Kristina zvao radio priča, dan je počinje provjeravanjem vesti, a nakon toga i sa procesuiranjem svih informacija. Grad u kome je rođena se svaki dan napada. Njen posao joj pomaže u suočavanju. Kaže da je mogućnost pomoći drugima nešto što je motiviše.
I work in NGO Fight for Right. It's organization of people with disabilities. And from the very beginning of the war, we started helping people with disabilities with evacuation, with food supplies, with medicine supplies, with psychological support. And I'm as communication manager, I help them to like to spread the news about our work, to help people find information that there is actually possibility. It is very important for people with disabilities because, you know, they are vulnerable and it's hard for them to evacuate. So sometimes we have like phone calls on our hotline and people just willing to say goodbye because they don't believe that somebody can save them. And unfortunately, when I'm thinking about Ukrainian children, I saw that this war, this horrible Russian war against Ukraine is ruining their childhood, that our youth, our life, etc.
Kristina redovno ide na terapiju koja pomaže da se prisjeti da je mlada i da postoji još nešto osim rata.
I'm visiting my therapist every single week and it really helps me a lot. And also I'm trying to have this balance to sleep well, to eat well, to have some time to go for a walk, like to see the nature and just to see something beautiful in these horrible times.
Slušajte emisiju Kakvoj zemlji želim da živim. U ovoj epizodi pričamo o tome kako mladi u Ukrajini trenutno provode dane. O tome šta žele i kako se bore sa svim osjećanjima. Njihove priče slušamo odmah nakon pesme Zombies Cranberries. kraja februara u Ukrajini je rat. Bez obzira na to što je to ono što najviše sada određuje život Ukrajinaca, mnogi mladi pokušavaju da žive normalno i iskoriste svaki dan. Jedna od njih je Alina koja živi u Kijevu.
I'm start to work early because like I'm a journalist, I'm an editor, that's why I have a lot of work during the war. And in the evening I try to go out with my friends. I start playing basketball and we are trying to go to our trainings or to go to the theater or whatever because we try to live our best life. You know, every day can be the last day of our lives. That's why we try to use it as much as possible, like carpe diem.
Čak i ako nisu u onim gradovima gdje je trenutno bombardovanje, razmišljanje o ljudima u tim gradovima je konstantno, kao želja i nadanje da će sve proći.
It's hard to keep your mental health alive, like that's it, to keep your mental health healthy, because every day, every morning you start with the news and they are always bad because they can bomb this city or another city, but in every city you have friends, acquaintances, relatives, and that's why you need to write them and ask how are you, how is going on, and you are nervous, anxious all the time, but we know that one day it will be over and we need to resist right now and then we will solve all our issues.
Darija, koja je također iz Kijeva, kaže da je bolje biti tamo jer je dom dom, a on uvek nedostaje. To izaziva uznemirenost i anksioznost.
From abroad it feels much worse than when you are there. Of course now it's not like the best period of war, if there is some good periods in the war, because we have many bombings by different mechanisms like bombs, rockets and also by drones, and it affected Kyiv a lot and it's a little bit scary, but I think human brain can cope and get used to everything. Now it's hard because we had like problems with electricity, with water and with heat, but it's not a problem. I think we can deal with everything.
A jedan od mehanizama za opstajanje je i humor. Kad god je moguće, mladi ga koriste.
Levels of humor now and levels of angry to stand, not to stay aside, to help Ukraine in any way that we can, and also to be a part of discussion and to be a part of cheerful narrative among all our friends, relatives, environment and people we know.
Darija kaže da je početak rata bio mnogo strašniji za podnošenje. Nisu mogli da razumeju kako da se nose situacijom u kojoj su se našli. Kako ona kaže, sada je bolje.
But routine is also always help because when you have your own schedule and you know what to do, like in the morning I go to a dance class, for example, then I have some work to do, then movies or books or meeting with the friends, and it helps us to continue our ordinary life and to pay taxes, help businesses to survive, and also not let Russians spoil our life and frighten us, and that's our one of the ways of protesting the war and protesting their narrative.
Neki mladi su upravo sada pokrenuli nešto svoje. Nalazili su načine kako da pomognu i sebi i drugima. Roman je jedan od njih, a njegovu priču slušamo nakon Rema i pesma Losing My Religion.
Links that I will go to, the hurt, lost and blind. Oh, oh, oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. Consider this. Consider this. Hint of the century. Consider this. A slip that brought me.
Slušajte emisiju U kakvoj zemlji želim da živim. Pričali smo sa mladim Ukrajincima o njihovom trenutnom životu. Roman je tokom rata pokrenuo svoj medij.
I started a media and we talking with Ukrainian people sometimes not Ukrainian to let them know what is happening because it's pretty hard to know it for so long time. But we make this information more simple. Sometimes with the jokes or more live, I don't know, more simple language with video, viral, and so on. So it's a volunteer project. We're not earning money at all. We have no money. And 40 people working there without a payment.
Roman kaže da je humor nešto što mu takođe pomaže. Ne samo njemu, već većini u Ukrajini trenutno.
It's not my mechanism, it's our Ukrainians' mechanism, because even now we know that actually it is an opportunity, it's a chance that we will be hidden by nuclear weapon, bomb. Our reaction as Ukrainians, it's making memes in the internet about that, especially meme about Shekhovitsa mountain, maybe you know it, yeah. So, and that's our reaction to not all information. Of course, if we know that some city was bombing and people dying, we're not laughing at all. But our reaction to such information is laugh. And be strong and be brave. I don't know why. I even didn't expected that we will react such way. But we do, and I think it's beautiful.
Rat nije samo fizički, on sa sobom nosi ekonomsku, društvenu, psihičku krizu. Naši sagovornici se različito nose sa trenutnim stanjem u Ukrajini. Pokušavaju da žive normalne živote dok sve ne prođe. Da se ne smeju, rade, prošetaju sa drugarima, odigraju partiju košarke ili odu u bioskop. Svesni su da će nakon rata ostati mnogo problema i posljedica, I zato u ratu nema pobednika, a mir nema alternativu. Ja sam Jelena, a vi ste slušali emisiju U kakvoj zemlji želim da živim.
U kakvoj zemlji želim da živim?